You're on your way to Zion National Park, a place where geology puts on a spectacular show. You'll see narrow canyons, dramatic spires, and soaring stone arches, as well as seeping springs, hanging gardens, and waterfalls. The park's 147,000 acres embrace four different life zones: desert, riparian, woodland, and coniferous forest. That means Zion has amazing biodiversity in a fairly compact setting. The park has four different entrances. Most people enter from the south or east. Both of those entrances provide convenient access to Zion Canyon, the heart of the park and what most people think of when they think of Zion. But just ahead, we'll also point out roads that lead to parts of Zion that most people overlook: Kolob Terrace and Kolob Canyon, where you can experience canyon hikes and dramatic scenic overlooks that are far from the more intensely visited Zion Canyon. We also suggest that you extend your Zion visit to include a day in Cedar Breaks National Monument, which is about 80 miles north from Zion's southern entrance. This just-ahead guide includes our tour of Cedar Breaks. Wherever you travel in and around Zion, you'll be treated to fascinating lessons in Western geology, native history, and the pioneer history of southern Utah. We'll point it all out for you as you drive and offer plenty of suggestions on where to get out and explore. Zion is a biblical word for a place of peace and refuge, a sanctuary. When Mormon pioneer Isaac Bohunan gave the canyon of the Virgin River that name, he said, "These are the temples of God, built without the use of human hands. A man can worship God among these great cathedrals as well as in any man-made church. This is Zion." From the vastness of the desert sky to the intimacy of narrow canyons framed by sandstone walls 2,000 feet high, Zion is a remarkable place, and we at Just Ahead are delighted to share it with you.